With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's Board of Peace set to meet for the first time Thursday in Washington. Here's Bob Agnew.
It's an early test of whether one of the marquee foreign policy initiatives can gain broad support or advance the shaky ceasefire agreement in the Gaza Strip. The president's ballooning ambitions for the board extend from governing and rebuilding Gaza as a futuristic metropolis to challenging the UN Security Council's role in solving conflicts. But they could be tempered by the realities on the ground in Gaza. That's where there has been so far limited progress in achieving even the more narrow aims of the ceasefire. Bob Agnew reporting.
Democratic candidates have notched a few wins in recent special elections, but a new AP poll finds views of the Democratic Party among hardcore Democrats have not bounced back since President Trump's victory in 2024. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president wants the partial government shutdown to end.
We've even been engaged in good faith negotiations with the Democrats. Last night they sent over a counterproposal that frankly was very unserious, and we hope they get serious very soon because Americans are going to be impacted by this.
But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffrey and the Democrats are just dragging their feet.
ICE needs to be reformed in a dramatic, bold, meaningful, and transformational manner. And if that doesn't happen, the DHS funding bill will not move forward.
Online seller eBay wants a bigger share of the Gen Z market. Company has agreed to purchase secondhand fashion marketplace Depop from Etsy for $1.2 billion in cash. The deal comes at a time when used clothing has become increasingly popular, sought out by many shoppers. This is SRN News. A new study of religious diversity around the globe. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on Earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in mostly Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. Michael Harrington reporting.
Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakhan has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia in the grip of a church-state conflict with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country. This is SRN News. Well, much of the sports world, matters of gambling have recently been focusing on basketball players. Now, a trial for two pitchers accused of rigging pitches coinciding with the start of baseball's spring training. We get more on the story now from Gethin Kulbaugh.
Prospects for a spring fraud trial for two Cleveland Guardians stars accused of colluding with sports bettors are fading after they appeared in Brooklyn federal court. Pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz entered not guilty pleas to a rewritten indictment. Judge Kiyo A. Matsumoto said Wednesday that she'd likely adjourn a May 4th trial date until October. The pitchers were charged in November with accepting several thousand dollars in payoffs to help two gamblers from their native Dominican Republic win over $400,000. Clase and Ortiz have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.